You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!
When I get sad, I stop being sad and be awesome instead. True story.
We're too unique, guys.
He's like the Lone Ranger, and I'm like Tonto.
You're not a veterinarian. You don't know anything.
Now we will hang out there all the time.
That's right. I'm your daddy.
What the deuce?
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. All eyes on Bristol, Connecticut last night. Wow. Coach Connie Yori is going to join us on the Doug and Daddy Show today, but never heard this
before. Next stop on the road to San Antonio, the Kansas City region. Taking a look at the top half of this region, and there they are, ladies and gentlemen, Nebraska, a number one seed, 30-1 on the year, the only loss coming in the Big 12 semis, and there's the reaction as they get a number one seed. They're only the second team in the 64-field history to get a number one seed the year after not making the tournament. That's a bunch of happy Huskers right there as they take on six-seeded Northern Iowa, the Missouri Valley champions, making their first NCAA appearance in school history.
Daddy, how excited are you?
Well, you waited for them to lose, and you just thought this deal can't continue. Well, as they picked up steam and kept knocking off five rated teams in a row, I believe, at one time, and kept rolling, you started to think about the possibility, and I said back in January, the guy's picture's all over. He's on ESPN. The only coach is on the regular ESPN this morning. That's Geno. You started to see in the back of your mind Pat Summitt and Connie Yori shaking hands. You started to see Nebraska with an opportunity to start rolling through this tournament and making some noise. Interesting that then that second round, NC State probably stands in the way with a freshman player of the year in that conference, Marissa Kostanek, that chose not to go to Nebraska, chose to go to North Carolina State. With that matchup, that's interesting. But this is a team that's on a roll. You got to be pretty damn excited right now.
Since you brought up Marissa Kostanek, where's Purdue? I don't see him on the bracket anywhere.
Yeah, they're in the NIT. That's a different bracket.
Oh, okay. Seven Big 12 teams make it in. Nebraska and Northern Iowa will be playing on Sunday night, 6:05 scheduled tip, Minneapolis, Minnesota. I think here's the thing to watch for. Now, you got to hope as a number one seed that they do what they're supposed to do and get out of that region. Then next weekend, the following weekend in Kansas City, I think that would be an entertaining road trip. Great town, probably a little bit better weather, but they said it was like 55 in Minneapolis yesterday, so who knows. And I'll get to those weather guys again in a minute. I'm good. They posted 60 yesterday, today 48. Have they ever said the high is going to be 45 and it ends up being 52? Ever? We said 60. Yeah, no, I only got 42 today. I don't know what happened. Anyway, Nebraska against either UCLA or North Carolina State in that second round in Minneapolis. Then you move it on out, Kentucky or Michigan State. Michigan State's got some pretty good history. And then Notre Dame or Oklahoma if they make it to the Elite Eight. I have to be honest here. When they popped Oklahoma up so quickly after Nebraska on that line, I went, oh, no. I mean, you knew it wasn't going to be Texas A&M, but why is it Oklahoma? I mean, there's a lot of things where they put this up, men's and women's brackets. Oklahoma, the third best team in the conference. Why wouldn't they put them away from Nebraska? Nebraska should be in with, at best, Iowa State or Oklahoma State or somebody like that. Because I really thought the two teams that would give Nebraska problems would be in the Big 12 are A&M, who beat them, and Oklahoma, more physical style basketball teams. And A&M is in with Stanford, and don't think that there's not a way that Texas A&M couldn't make it to the Final Four.
I don't know, Doug. Oklahoma's got 10 losses. 10 losses. Nebraska's got one. I think we take our chances with Oklahoma, too. But you do look
at the think they'll beat Notre Dame. I think Nebraska and Notre Dame are going to play in Kansas City for the Elite Eight to go to the Final Four.
I guess I'm looking at the other three seeds. Who would you rather saw there as far as Oklahoma knocking Oklahoma out of there? I think you would have flipped Xavier and Oklahoma, flip-flop those two as far as regional considerations if you're the committee.
Well, Florida State, West Virginia, Xavier, they're all there, and yeah, you're talking about who would be closer to.
I think there's a lot more of the regional considerations taken into the women's tournament because of the cost factor and the number of people that show up. These deals aren't sold out. They're not full a lot of the time.
Well, when they're sending Florida State to Dayton, you know, they're sending Xavier to Sacramento. I mean, you're right about Xavier. That should be the flip-flop, but whatever. Oklahoma would be the closest and more of a draw there. So the women's tournament bracket is there. Don't forget ESPN also has a big prize, a 10G, if you win the women's tournament. Something tells me more Nebraska people will be filling out a women's bracket this year than ever before. So, and then don't forget the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge on the men's side. All you have to do is go to ESPN.com. When you fill out your bracket, just join the Doug and Daddy group. The password is Doug and Daddy, all one word on the password, Doug and Daddy. If you need a little help, go to our webpage at ESPNSuperstation.com, and there's just a simple click here to enter, and there you go.
I believe the one deal says create or join a bracket. It's the same button. You go there, then it gives you the option. You want to join a bracket. If you want to create one on your own, great. You can create one on your own, but if you want to be in ours, you would obviously join the Doug and Daddy bracket.
So there you go. Watch the telecast last night. They didn't do it as much as the men, where they have like 16 teams on camera. They really only had a couple. And Nebraska is the darling team right now. Nebraska is the team that people want to follow. Nebraska is the team that's going to get the media attention. Nebraska is the team that they're going to want to all interview. And talking with Jeff Creech, who takes care of all that for the University of Nebraska, and setting up our interview with Connie Yorey, who you will hear today on the Doug and Daddy Show, he just says, you know, ESPN is really strapping us a little bit. And in all honesty here, we had to talk to Coach Yorey just before the selection show yesterday, so we're not going to be able to break down a Northern Iowa matchup even if we wanted to. Tanya Warren, the head coach at Northern Iowa, will join us later in the week. That has been confirmed as well. Also coming up on the show today, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the men's NCAA tournament and a little Kentucky and a little SEC.
Well, yeah, we wanted to have somebody from a number one seed on, and maybe some of that flavor. John Wall and DeMarcus Cousins and Jerry Tipton is going to join us from a Lexington Herald Ledger.
Leader.
Okay.
Back in the day, they had to have like three names, and you know, keep it simple. Quiz.
Especially in the South.
Bob.
Jim, Carl, Bob. Right?
But I mean, Lincoln Journal Star, Omaha World Herald, Lexington Herald Leader. How about Kansas City Star, New York Times, Kearney Hub, Hastings Trib?
Pretty easy.
Ord Quiz.
See, we're simple folk here.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to need a
Beacon.
There you go.
Yeah, so there you go.
Hey, A&M did get that 2 seed. I think people were kind of waiting around, if you're a Nebraska fan, kind of waiting for that. And Connie Yorey, who's coming up in a little bit, will comment on that as well. Obviously, doing the show before the selection show. But they do get that 2 seed, 6 in the RPI, solidified that with a win over Nebraska. And I thought good for them. And that's great representation. 7 teams of the Big 12 making this tournament.
Don't forget tomorrow, the Doug and Daddy Show, St. Patrick's Day, 2 hours long, live from Cunningham's Journal in the Loft from 11 to 1. We will be talking with a variety of folks on the show tomorrow, including Blair Kirkhoff of the Kansas City Star, to talk Big 12 teams in the tournament, as well as the tournament as a whole. Our Loper link will include Bob Crocker. I think we're going to catch up with Steve Sipple tomorrow as well, because spring ball is right around the corner, and we just will get our preview. I know they've already got into their preview, and you know, normally by now it's quiet. It's okay to talk football, but you've got the women's basketball team that should be busy here for at least a couple of weeks. Our numbers are 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, and the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper, home of the Armor Lining. Get it all fixed up and pop those dents out before summer really shows them. If the winter wear got to your vehicle, stop by and get your free estimate today at the Dent Popper.
Douglas, other big news coming out this morning, Tiger Woods will return for the Masters. A lot of people say, why would he come back on one of the biggest golf tournaments of the year? No tune-up for that? Well, if you're Tiger Woods, don't you think you've got to have enough confidence in what you're doing to feel good enough to come back for the Masters? Mustang's game's in all right shape. Either that or it's the first chance he's had to get out of the house and he needs to get out of there soon. I'm thinking.
See, now being the single guy, I wouldn't know what you're talking about here.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been to 2 months of inpatient counseling. I don't know how much I can take. I got to get the hell out of this house. I'm about to go bonkers here. So what if I shoot 85, 89? Well,
he is smart. You got to give him that. He knows where to come back, where it's going to be quiet, where he's going to have his best chance. I think those people at the Masters are going, because they're going to have idiots there. There are going to be idiots all over the place.
But the idiots will be limited, especially in the media. You don't just call up. We couldn't just call up and say, I'm Doug Duda, sports director at this radio station. And they go, yeah, Doug, we'll send you a pass right out. It's limited.
Whoa, you telling me they're taking my pass away this year because of this?
You haven't been there before.
They're taking my pass away after 14 years. They're taking it away?
If you've been
there, unbelievable.
I'm saying, you want to go to the
pimento sandwiches?
We want to go to the John Deere Classic. Boom. Bada boom, bada bing. You're in, buddy. I guarantee you the John Deere Classic. Got a pass that says Doug Duda right on it. Want to go to the Masters? I don't think so.
Derek, what's the deal with his headset today?
I don't know.
Did you get a haircut?
Yeah, it's really banging around and kind of like just flying around on top of your head there. You all right? Yeah.
I mean, it reminds me kind of a Baywatch scene. You know, it's.
You want me to take my shirt off?
No.
Oh
God, no!
he actually offered to take his pants off for me yesterday, and that was just not right at all. Yeah, yesterday before the show.
I'm and you didn't file a sexual harassment.
I was close. I was close.
Oh, by the way, one other.
I haven't got one filed by me yet around here. It ain't gonna happen.
Let's just think about that for a moment. Connie Yorey, the head women's basketball coach at the University of Nebraska, is going to join us when we come back.
Welcome to Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, sir. How can I help
you? There's something stuck in my defroster. Can you help me get it out of there?
Don't worry. Our factory certified technicians can handle any problem. Do you know what's stuck?
Yeah, I stopped short when my neighbor's dog ran out and my burger went flying.
I see. Swiss mushroom.
Oh, yeah.
From oil changes to full engine swaps, Midway Service and Parts Department is the state-of-the-art shop you need. Go to thinkmidway.com on South 2nd Avenue next to Perkins and Kearney. For service and parts you can trust, Think Midway.
It's finally here. The number one store for exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, and vitamin supplements is Complete Nutrition. And now it's right here in Kearney, Nebraska. Do you want to lose weight, increase energy, and burn stubborn fat? Complete Nutrition can get you fast results. Do you want to pack on hard muscle, increase strength, and stamina? Complete Nutrition delivers hardcore gains. Do you want the healthiest, most effective organic herbs, vitamins, and healthy aging products? Complete Nutrition has the best products at the best prices. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is getting you the right products you need for the best results. It's time to look your best, feel your best, and complete your life with total health and nutrition for the complete you. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Going away. Rivetta steals. Up to Anderson. He'll put it up.
12 state champions crowned right here.
The Rivetta Blue Jays have repeated as the 2010 State High School C2 Boys Champions. With a 57-51 win over the Archbishop Bergen Knights.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
Up the floor, Connor Veronica. He'll pull up for the transition three and hit it.
Taking a look at your weather eye forecast for today. Look for decreasing clouds with temperatures topping out near 51 degrees with winds out of the north around 10 to 15 miles per hour. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Colin Witherow. Right now, 36.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where all of our guests are treated to meals from Burger King, two locations in Kearney. Also, of course, our fine, fine friends in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte, where they have the Whopper. Daddy, I got a Whopper. Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. If you're into breakfast, two sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwiches for just $3. Breakfast served from 6 to 11 daily. Stop by in Kearney at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue near Kearney Cinema with the huge indoor playground for the kids. Or check out their new internet cafe with free Wi-Fi and high-def TV next to Walmart at 56th and 2nd Avenue. By the way, Kara Lawson had some comments last night.
While they're wrapping up the show, you're thinking it's going to be a positive spin. What you thought the committee did well. What you know, I was really disappointed.
Well, to me, the most intriguing thing was the 3 and 4 number one seeds, so Nebraska and Tennessee. And to me, at the eye test, I think Tennessee is the third best team in the country. And when you look on paper, even though they have two losses, I think they had a stronger resume with more quality wins. So that's what stood out to me.
Hey, Kara, where'd you play? Oh, yeah, that's right, Tennessee. Thanks. Appreciate that.
Well, you have to go back and, yeah, Tennessee does have wins over Oklahoma, Baylor, and Texas. Nebraska is undefeated, average winning margin of 20.2 points. It's tough to knock Nebraska, isn't it?
Won the best conference in the country, beat LSU.
Going away.
Beat Miami on the road. We're undefeated, first team to ever do that. And again, who cares? If you want to put the only thing that this could even come close to mattering is if those teams both make it to the Final Four, and who has to play Connecticut in the national semifinal as opposed to who has to play Connecticut for the national title. Daddy, does it really matter?
I mean, for that exact statement, it does.
Well, I mean, it means you play one more game and play Connecticut. To be honest, I think I would want to play Connecticut in the semifinals. You're coming off a little bit more rest, and you're playing them. Then you don't have to come back 2 days later. The tough thing is if you would happen to beat Connecticut. And let's think about, hey, what if Connecticut gets upset? I don't know. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox because Irish Ken is just strange.
Boys, as much as I'm pulling for the Lady Huskers, I have to say they will not go far in the tournament. Here's why. There's not one good player off the bench who can shoot. Montgomery and Vonnie Turner have not shot the ball well in the last five games. And you have struggled in the past few games. Unless Vonnie and Corey can start hitting shots, they're in trouble. Kelsey can't carry the team alone. Irish Ken. Yeah, they're going to need to shoot the ball better. But you know what, Ken? I think with the group they've got, Corey Montgomery and Kelsey Griffin are enough to win and beat enough teams.
Well, the Nebraska women's basketball team getting ready to what everybody hopes will make a long run through the NCAA tournament. And Coach Connie Yori joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, Coach, congratulations on an outstanding season. A lot has happened since we talked to you in the preseason. 30 wins, that's not too bad.
Yeah, I think we'll take 30 at this stage. We feel really good about where we have come from and what we've accomplished this year. Our players have done just an incredible job of in a lot of areas, of maintaining their great work ethic, continuing to stay focused on the task at hand, continuing to be a great practicing team, and really doing it with great chemistry and great leadership. So really pleased with where we're at and heading into the NCAA tournament.
Connie, you had such raving reviews for this conference as a whole, the hardest one in the nation. To go through it unscathed, that really got to be baffling in even your mind, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, and what we accomplished in the regular season is phenomenal. I mean, it was absolutely phenomenal. Our players were great and consistent for such a long period of time. And, you know, obviously we didn't do what we wanted to do in the Big 12 tournament, but being able to go 16-0 in the best league in the country is, I mean, there's just not a single word for it other than phenomenal, I guess. But it's been it's a great run, and but we also, you know, we know we have a lot of good basketball in us and a lot of good basketball to play. And and going into the Big 12 tournament, we knew that it was going to be a tough road for us. I mean, we really felt like we're not a team that's going to be a great team back-to-back because of the energy level that we put forth each game, and I knew it was going to be hard for us to respond without a lot of rest because of the energy that we play with. So we didn't play our best basketball against A&M, but by no means does that not mean that we're not going to make a great run.
At what part of the year did you realize that you may have created a monster?
Well, I guess a good monster in a lot of ways. You know, obviously, our players deserve all the credit for, again, doing the things that I've already mentioned. And, you know, obviously we've gained a lot of media attention from what we've done. But again, our players have just been tremendous. This is a great group of young women that I get to work with every day. I mean, it's as good a character group as you're ever going to have when you have 15 women who are just, they don't care about who gets the credit. They're very unselfish, and just a tremendous group work with every day. But, you know, you hope that this year, can create some positives for the future for us, both in the recruiting process as well as, you know, interest in our program from a fan standpoint.
Nebraska women's basketball coach Connie Yorey joining us here on ESPN Radio on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, when we've had a chance to talk to numerous players from the team on the show this year, everybody is learning more and more about the team and the kids and basketball, and you only kind of go through this one time. Have you had a chance to kind of think about how the program has grown in the eyes of just not the state but the nation and everybody watching on ESPN for the selection show and things like that?
Well, I don't know if it's really going to hit home until after the season for us. We've just been so busy doing what we're doing and just haven't had a lot of time to reflect. And I just mentioned that I felt like our regular season was phenomenal, but I really have not had a time to really, you know, clearly reflect upon that. And I think that's going to be something that we'll look at after the season. But, you know, you hear through emails and through texts and through various sources that there's been a lot of interest across the state, and that's fabulous. You know, you don't really know what goes on there because you're not in all of the small towns in Nebraska, and you know, but I do know that this has been a special year for us, and we're thankful for all the interest that that we have and all the fan support, not only at the Devaney Center, but there was a lot of folks who went down to Kansas City to watch us, and we hope that that carries over, and as we find out where we're going here, and hopefully we'll continue to have a great fan support throughout the NCAA tournament.
How about the time for you and your coaches? Is it any different with all the new attention? I mean, last week I saw you after you got back from Kansas State, you and your son watching the Class A girls basketball championship game. I mean, you seem to keep going through the same things you would do normally if you were 20-10.
Right, right. Well, things don't change that much. Our daily process. I mean, we've got to prepare for our next opponent, and obviously, right now we don't know who that's going to be. But you know, today, Monday, is actually a really nice day for us around here in the office, and trying to catch up on recruiting a little bit and get ahead in that area. But you know, we're still going to do what we're doing. We still have recruiting to take care of and keep focusing on that. We're always trying to get better as a basketball team through watching film of ourselves, through, you know, watching our upcoming opponent and trying to, you know, break them down. So that doesn't change from year to year. It doesn't matter if you're 0-30 or 30-0. You're as a coach, you're still going to do those same things on a daily basis.
Connie, I got to be honest with you. The last couple of days, I've heard from several different people that come up to me and say, "How did they lose?" And you know, I look back at them and say, "Well, first of all, A&M's a pretty darn good basketball team. They're fighting to get a number 2 seed. Didn't shoot the ball.
Well, A&M will be a 2 seed, I think, tonight, and as we'll find out. And A&M, I think, is number 6 in the RPI. I mean, so they're the 6th best team in the country. And, you know, there's 340 Division I women's basketball teams in the country. And so this is a very, very good basketball team that we lost to, a team that's actually physically more talented than we are. I mean, we've been a team that's relied a lot on chemistry, on doing a lot of little things correct. Making plays and having to make shots. And, you know, we didn't shoot the ball real well in our two tournament games, both from the free throw line and from the field. So, you know, you got to make shots and you got to make those things happen. But, I mean, there's no shame in losing to a team that's as good as A&M. You know, it'll be really nice to get out of the Big 12. I mean, I'm looking forward to playing some other teams in other leagues. And, you know, again, the Big 12 is the number one RPI league in the country. We've got seven teams in our league who will probably get in the neighborhood of a five seed or better in the NCAA pairings tonight. And so you're looking at, again, the best league in the country. Everybody's good. Everybody's well-coached. Everybody's prepared. And in A&M's case, I think they're one of the most talented teams in the country physically.
Just a minute left here with Nebraska women's basketball coach Connie Yorey on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, does it matter to you if you're a one or a two?
It really doesn't make a lot of difference, you know, particularly if you're the number or one, two seed. And so if we, there's a really good chance that we'll either be the number four, one seed, or the number one, two seed. So it's not going to make a lot of difference, but obviously it'd be nice to be the one seed, gives you some advantages there. But and we think that's probably what's going to happen, and I'd be a little surprised if we end up as a two seed.
Coach, realistically, the goal, I think, in past NCAA tournaments was to get through the first weekend. That's probably not the goal this year.
Well, again, we're going to take it one game at a time, and I know that's coach speak, but if you start looking ahead, you're going to lose. So we'll worry about our first opponent first, and if we were able to win that game, then we'll focus on whoever that next opponent is.
Connie, isn't the dream, though, to shake hands with Gino before the game? You know what? I brought this up in the middle of January on this show.
Okay, well, let me tell you, it would be two large-nosed people colliding at that handshake. So we might need to really extend our arms on that one. But that's such a long ways off that we're really not thinking about that right now. And we really are thinking about where we're going and who we get to play in those first two rounds.
Connie, we know you're swamped. We appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy the ride.
All right, thanks a lot for having me on again, guys.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Connie Yorey, as we told you, as you can hear, Coach had to join us yesterday, so we did every once in a while have to throw a little taped out there. But everybody, as I said earlier in the show, Nebraska's the darling. They're getting swamped, and we're just glad that we had a chance to catch up with the coach, and we'll be doing more as the week progresses. We'll probably ring up our buddy Matt Coatney, the voice of the Huskers again, who, hey, that had to be cool for him last night when they played Husker highlights. It was his voice. I would think that's cool. I'm pretty sure he did as well. So Nebraska, 6 o'clock, Sunday night, clear the calendar. You know what? You know why that's great, too? The men's tournament's going to be done for the weekend. Total focus on the women's game. And even though it should be a blowout, we'll see. And by the way, there has been a number one team defeated in the women's before. So it's not impossible, but usually not. Usually not.
I would think 17-15 Northern Iowa team should be prey for this Husker team.
Don't forget Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming your way in the second half hour. Also, Jerry Tipton from the Lexington Herald Leader to talk Kentucky men's basketball. And we will also be talking a little bit about the SEC with him. Well, let us take a break, and we'll be back with more after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Frank, you've changed.
I haven't changed, Lorraine. You've changed.
I haven't changed. La Quinta Inns and Suites have changed.
They did change.
They have thousands of new rooms.
That are crisp, contemporary, and inviting. They're even better than before. You'd like it there.
My darling.
Ooh, Frank. You haven't changed.
La Quinta did.
Frank.
Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book now at LQ.com or 800-SLEEP-LQ.
La Quinta.
When you're ready to plan something great, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we've created My Savings Plan, an online tool that comes free with a Wells Fargo savings account. With My Savings Plan, you can plan, set, and monitor your savings goals. You can also set up automatic transfers from your Wells Fargo checking account into your savings account. So plan your way to a brighter tomorrow. Call, click, or stop by today and talk with a Wells Fargo banker about My Savings Plan. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Schroeder Smoked Foods is now in the Conestoga Mall in Grand Island across from Radio Shack. You can get the same great-tasting food like pulled pork, baby back ribs, pork loin, smoked beef and chicken, and homemade pies. With six flavors of brats and the best sauce on the planet, Grandma Foster's barbecue sauce, Schroeder Smoked Foods has made it easier for Central Nebraska to get a hold of the same awesome, mouth-watering food for Husker tailgates or just for a meal at home. Stop by Schroeder Smoked Foods in the Conestoga Mall for your great-tasting food today.
Westwood One presents great moments in tournament history.
The Mighty Quinn and May Day in March, the last team with a perfect season after this.
Everybody knows your oil protects your engine. But what's protecting your oil? Fram. Because a Fram Extra Guard oil filter delivers three times the engine protection versus the average of leading economy filters, trapping 95% of dirt and harmful particles. Next oil change? Don't mess around. Go with Fram. The dirt stops here. Based on ISO 45481 testing, visit Fram.com for details.
Turn right in 1/2 mile.
I'm not great with directions.
Turn right now.
But now my GPS gets me wherever I need to go. TurboTax lets me do my taxes the same way. It guides me step by step through my return, searching for every deduction I deserve and helping me arrive at my maximum refund. Guaranteed. No wonder it's the most trusted tax software in America.
See for yourself at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money back guarantee details at TurboTax.com. Trusted brand claim based on survey July 2009.
March 1976, Indiana enters the tournament an unblemished 27-0 behind the play of Kent Benson, Quinn Buckner, and Scott May. They rolled all the way to the title game against Michigan, where they completed their perfect season.
Here's Quinn Buckner doing a jig in the floor. He's dancing up and down. Here comes May out of the game. Scotty May jumping up and down. 10 seconds. Baxter almost lost it. Here's Michigan on the dribble. Baxter down the right side. Lost the ball. Battle makes for the seal. Bradford on a break. 5 seconds. He'll drive. Shoots it up. And misses.
Don Fisher of Learfield Communications calling the last men's team to finish a season undefeated, the 32-0 Hoosiers. Another great moment in tournament history. I'm Kevin Kugler.
Taking a look at your weather eye forecast for today. Look for decreasing clouds with temperatures topping out near 51 degrees with winds out of the north around 10 to 15 miles per hour. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Colin Witherow.
Right now, 36.
Tomorrow for St. Patrick's Day at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. We'll be there from 11 to 1. Stop by and see us, and we'll have some great guests on the program as well. And we'll make our NCAA tournament predictions and then basketball Thursday, Friday. It'll be fun. So looking forward to that.
The new Cunningham's. I've been there before. Wait till you walk in. I haven't been here.
Wait, what's this? What's this new bar? What's this new bathroom?
Yeah.
Huh, it's nice out. Maybe I'll go out back. Hang out.
Avoid the bathroom after Daddy was in there.
Hang out in the courtyard. The bathroom is even so great, you might not even be able to tell Daddy was in there. That's how great it is.
Unbelievable.
ESPN Superstation presents Husker Game Day. April 17th is going to be a busy day in Lincoln. Three Husker teams, three Husker sports in one day. Baseball, football, volleyball. Included in the Husker Game Day package, round-trip deluxe motor coach out of Grand Island. Juice, rolls, and coffee will be served on board. It includes a pregame tailgate lunch, tickets to the Nebraska Red-White football game, Husker baseball game then against Kansas, and at night, the Husker spring volleyball game against Illinois. You can log on to ESPNSuperstation.com for more details or call First Holiday Tour and Travel toll-free 800-652-1950. It is April the 17th, First Holiday Tour and Travel. That's a busy day. Let us help you out.
Yeah, I'll transportate you. Sit back, relax, go enjoy the games. All three of them. Boom, goes the dynamite. Hey, Derek, got a chance to see a movie.
What's that?
She's just not that into me.
You watch that? Did you like it?
You know,
Monday night, date night?
One of the funniest parts of movies is always the band. Yeah, think about the Wedding Singer.
Oh, yeah. When great band.
You know, John Lovitz is sitting over there. He's losing his mind, and I'm reaping all the benefits. You know, old school, the band.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Had a good band in the movie, or what?
Well, they got a Hall & Oates cover band that his buddy Stainer's in. And, you know what?
I remember other great movies that had great bands. Shawshank Redemption. Rocky. The Godfather.
I'm talking true classics here. Old school.
Anything with Will Hangover. Ferrell. Anything with Will Ferrell or Mike Tyson, right?
Yeah. It doesn't rank up there with... Yeah, there you go. It doesn't rank right up there with old school. It doesn't come close to The Hangover, but it's got its moments in it.
Hannibal Lecter's favorite song. See, Danny has no idea what the name of this song is. No clue.
He's got it. I'm going to give him credit for that. You got it, don't you?
You have no clue what the name of this song is.
Oh, here she comes. Watch out, boy. She'll chew you up. Is that the name of it?
And?
She's a... Oh, a man-hater.
Thank you for that. It's time for Travis Tuesday Trivia. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Call now. We're going to take it on the air. And if you haven't won in the last 2 months, you're eligible. If you're the first correct answer, you'll win a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. With all of this tournament action going on, Troutman's is the place to be. Corned beef, daddy, for St. Patrick's Day, Troutman's.
Doesn't get any better. All the original Troutman spices go right in it. Carrie will tell you how to cook it. You can't even mess it up. Troutman's Quality Meats is waiting for you. All the snack sticks available for your tailgating and basketball watching needs. Troutman's Quality Meats, they've got them there, folks. I'm telling you, T-Bone's been sitting there waiting for you out front.
You think T-Bone likes corned beef?
I think T-Bone's a big fan.
Oh, corned beef, folks. Corned beef brisket. Point off trim certified Angus beef made with Troutman's very own special seasonings. Oh, flat iron steaks, 90% lean ground chuck, just $3.59 a pound. They do it better at Troutman's. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Dan.
Dan, here we go. Here is your question for the day. For just the second time in the NCAA women's basketball tournament history, a team is a number one seed, Nebraska, after not even making the tournament last year. Nebraska didn't make the tournament. And now they're the number one seed. That's only happened one other time in NCAA women's history. What team did that?
Stanford.
No, sorry, Dan. Thanks for trying, though. He's on the right path right out of the gate. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Terry and Carney.
All right, here's the question. Only one other team. Nebraska is the second. Only one other team didn't make the tournament, and then the next year were the number one seed in one of the regions. Who was that team?
Notre Dame.
That is incorrect, but again, good guess. He's on the right track here. It's not a no-name school. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Mike.
Mike, do you know the answer?
No, I don't. And Oregon?
He's honest. I love that. We got anything else we can give Mike for being honest? Mike, you want to go see the storm this weekend?
I would like to.
Well, you just picked up tickets to go see the Tri-City Storm. Derek, take care of Mike here. Friday or Saturday, we're going to give him a family four-pack because I like that. Mike's going to go see the storm.
But, you know, he didn't just sit there and have nothing. Oregon. He just threw something out.
Well, yeah. He said, you know the answer? No.
Cal State Irvine, Dan Eaters.
Yeah, was it UC Santa Barbara? No, no, no. Was it Idaho? No, no. And we're going to continue on with Troutman's Tuesday trivia here. We might have to throw them out a different question. By the way, let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Aaron,
you know the answer?
I do not.
The only team besides Nebraska didn't make the women's tournament, and then the next year they were a number one seed. You want to take a guess?
Kansas State.
No, not Kansas State. Thanks for trying, Aaron. Let's keep after it here. Back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with? Anybody there?
Yeah, this is Dan again.
You got another guess?
USC.
Also a good guess, but incorrect. Thanks, Dan. Boy, that hasn't happened forever, somebody getting through twice on us. Dan 0 for 2. Sorry, Dan. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Andrew.
Andrew, do you know the answer?
I'm going to say Penn State.
Penn State is incorrect, but thanks for trying. 888-455-ESPN. Only one other team besides Nebraska who did it this year, missed the entire women's tournament the previous year, and then ended up the next year being a number one seed. Well, let's go to the phone lines. Do you know the answer?
No.
You want to take a guess?
Arizona.
No, not Arizona.
I got a different question.
You got a different question? Okay, you want to change it up?
Let's mix it up.
Okay, different question. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Ryan.
Ryan, Daddy has got a different question.
Why? I know the answer.
What a curveball, Daddy. You got to go. We said we were going to do it.
We said we were going to do a different question. This team leads the nation in scoring in men's basketball heading into the tournament. They lead the nation.
Cincinnati.
Is incorrect, but a great guess.
Let's go back to the phone lines. 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Brett,
which men's basketball team leads the nation in scoring heading into the tournament this week?
Is it Cornell?
It is not Cornell.
No.
Cornell is actually 23rd.
Yeah, they're like 60-some points a game, aren't they? Back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Jeff?
Yep.
Jeff? What's the which one should we give him, Daddy? Let's give him the men's one. What's the highest scoring men's team in the NCAA tournament? We gave him the wrong one.
West Virginia?
No, West Virginia is incorrect.
That's incorrect. Well, we've got him stumped. Don't forget, coming up, Jerry Tipton after the break from the Lexington Herald Leader to talk Kentucky basketball. Let's go to the phone lines. The question for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, this is the highest scoring men's team in the NCAA tournament. Do you have a guess?
St. Mary's.
No, not St. Mary's. Man, we're hitting the wrong side here. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Jason.
Which team?
Gonzaga.
For either one, Gonzaga. No, it's not. But thanks for trying. Is Gonzaga up there, Tony?
Gonzaga is tied for 19th at 77.6.
Who's the lowest scoring?
The lowest scoring in the field of 64. Temple is 63rd to 65.4 points. 64, Northern Iowa, 63.3.
Oh, okay. Who could play Kansas in the second round? Back to the phone lines. Doug and Daddy Show, who are we chatting with?
This is Terry from Kearney.
Terry, do you know the highest scoring men's basketball team in the NCAA tournament?
Houston.
Houston is incorrect.
Oh, what are they, Daddy?
Well, we're trying to find Houston.
It's alphabetical.
That would have been my guess.
Houston is 15th, 78.7.
Back to the phone lines. Who is the highest scoring men's team in the NCAA tournament?
This is Marv.
Marv, what's your guess? Highest scoring men's team in the tournament? Men's
team.
San Diego State is incorrect.
Oh, my Lord.
San Diego State is, no, they're 49th. Marv, sorry.
All right, last chance. Last chance, and we may have to recycle. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Adam?
Who's the only other women's team besides Nebraska to not make the tournament one year and then the very next year be a number one seed?
I'm going to say UConn, but I don't know.
No, not UConn. Not UConn. Thanks for trying.
Not a bad, you know, after having a down year, to come back as a...
I love it when people can't get through and then text us. Back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Mark from Minden.
All right, Mark. Do you know the answer to either one? Just yes or no?
I know the answer to one of them.
Okay, here's the question I'm going to throw at you. The highest scoring men's team is who?
BYU.
Good for you, Mark. Congratulations.
BYU is the answer. All right. Well done. Well played. Do you know the answer to the other one?
I have no idea.
The other women's team, let's go to Trey Wingo, who told us last night during the broadcast.
North Carolina, the only other team to pull that off in 1997.
North Carolina, the other team that did not qualify for the tournament, and then the very next year, a number one seed. Mark, hold on the line. We'll get you set up with Troutman's, and we're going to take a break. And when we come back, Jerry Tipton from the Lexington Herald Leader on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. I was skeptical about P90X, but the reality is Gottlieb's getting ripped. He assures me the program is right for me. Listen, here's the thing about P90X. It's a 90-day program. There's no expensive equipment to buy. It's easier than a gym membership many of you will never use. Time is precious for me and my family, so P90X allows me to work out whenever I want. Don't have to get in the car, just go down to the basement and shred. I'm trying to get in the best shape of my life. P90X combines strength building with cardio, flexibility, and the key here, nutrition. You get the entire package in a reasonable amount of time with no inconvenience. If I can find time, anybody can. Here's the radio offer only. Try P90X risk-free for a full 90 days. Call 1-800-301-7909. 1-800-301-7909. Or you can go online to ESPNRadio.com/Colin. ESPNRadio.com/Colin. I'll be posting photos, updates, and blogs online. Let's get to it.
It's March Madness all month long at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney. All month long, stop by and fill out your brackets for free and then earn points. Trade those points in for multiple prizes. Also during March Madness, participate in the Madness Pick'em Championship game and have a chance to win the grand prize. Don't forget they have the coldest beers in town and plenty of TVs to watch every single game. Stop in for St. Patrick's Day and then the NCAA tournament. March Madness all month long at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Some people wonder why we take the time to broadcast two entire days of state basketball championships.
5 seconds to go. The Lions, the Blue Hawks are going to win their third in a row.
2 seconds. 1 second is over. Sandy Creek, the state.
Ravenna Blue Jays have repeated as the 2010 State High School C2 Boys Champions.
Oh, yeah.
Tie ball game is going to end that way. We're going to overtime.
That's why. Where champions are crowned. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
Taking a look at your weather eye forecast for today. Look for decreasing clouds with temperatures topping out near 51 degrees with winds out of the north around 10 to 15 miles per hour. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Colin Witherow.
Right now, 36.
It's NCAA Tournament Week, and of course, our continuing coverage with every game right here on ESPN Radio. And okay, Daddy, I know that you wanted to line up a special interview just to throw me under the bus again because I chose Kentucky as the first number one to fall out. But I chose that before the brackets came out. Again, I want to emphasize before the brackets came out because now that the brackets are out, I'm having a hard time finding anybody that's going to challenge Kentucky unless it's West Virginia in the Elite Eight.
Yeah, we're pleased to be joined right now by Jerry Tipton to get his thoughts. He's from the Lexington Herald Leader, right there, the home of Kentucky basketball. Jerry, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show, and your initial thoughts when the brackets came out.
Well, I had sort of the opposite reaction. I thought it was a pretty tough bracket, especially with the idea of having either Texas or Wake Forest in the second round. So I thought that Kentucky is a freshman team. They've won most of their games, but they haven't had a lot of cakewalks. It hasn't been as dominating as their record would suggest. So I thought I think they're going to have a tough road ahead, assuming that it's a long road.
Jerry, tell me why you're – is there another reason besides just being freshman that this team might have trouble in the tournament?
Well, the freshman is the big thing. We just don't know how they're going to react. And throughout the season, they've had stretches where they play pretty well, but then they also have stretches where they don't play well, and the other team is right there at the end. Now, they've had an amazing knack for pulling those games out. But it does make you wonder, you know, can you do it each and every time? They wobbled a lot against Mississippi State yesterday, but again pulled it out. The other thing is three-point shooting. They're not, they rank, I believe it's 10th out of 12 teams in the SEC in three-point accuracy. So, you know, it's an area that if you've got some big guys that can hold their own against their big guys around the basket, and everybody tries to make it a half-court game where Kentucky has to stay on the perimeter. If you can do all of that, which is a lot, then that can put you in position to, you know, have a real chance at the end.
Jerry, I want to single out two of those freshmen that everybody knows, and John Wall and DeMarcus Cousins. At what point in following this team did you guys sit around and talk about and say, damn, these kids are something special, and we can make a run with these freshmen?
Well, that kind of talk went on before they even got here, just by the fact of all the hype surrounding their recruitment. And when John Wall arrived, he was already projected as the number one pick in the 2010 NBA draft. So that gets your attention. I mean, I can remember voting for the all-SEC team in the preseason. And, you know, thinking, how can I vote for this guy? He hasn't even played a college game yet. But there was just so much... so many people saying how good he was, NBA good, that I had to go with it. I voted him all league, and he has lived up to that hype from the very beginning. The first college game, he hit the winning shot at the end of the game to win it, and you know, he's just done it over and over and over again, including Sunday, yesterday, in the SEC tournament championship game. Cousins has been a guy that, you know, the big knock on him was his temperament. Could he hold it together and not fly off the handle? And, you know, he's had his moments now. He's had four technicals, and there's been several other times where the refs went to the monitor, sideline monitor, to see if, you know, he deserves some sort of severe penalty. But he's been a model of consistency in terms of production. He's got about 16 double-doubles, 16 or 17 now, among the nation's leaders. And, you know, he's just a big guy to deal with around the basket, big and skilled.
We're joined on the Doug and Daddy Show by Jerry Tipton from the Lexington Herald Leader to talk a little bit about Kentucky and maybe the rest of the SEC. Who else in the bracket overall could make a little noise, you think, Jerry?
Well, I think one of the better teams in the SEC, to be honest with you, was Mississippi State, and they're not even in the tournament. You know, they just didn't have enough quality wins, especially non-conference, to get in. I think most people around the SEC think Vandy is the next team besides Kentucky that's capable of going a distance in the tournament. They don't have a superstar player in the mold of John Wall or DeMarcus Cousins, but what they do have is about eight or nine guys that are good college players. And, you know, they're a quality team. They played Kentucky well both times that they met in the regular season. And, you know, I don't think they'll be an easy out for whoever they play.
Jerry, following this team, do you get that love them or hate them persona? I mean, is Kentucky basketball like a Dallas Cowboys, New York Yankee? They got John Calipari he's a renegade and you don't like him if he's not on your side. But if he's on your side, he's one of the great guys to have on your side.
I think there's a lot of truth to that. You know, they are sort of a larger-than-life kind of thing. They go down to the SEC tournament, which is in Nashville, and they play Tennessee in the semifinals, and there's many, many more fans from Kentucky there than Tennessee. And each time Tennessee's pep bands tried to play the fight song, the Kentucky fans drowned them out with chants and cheers. So, you know, I think that grates on the nerves of other people. If you're not rooting for them, it can be a bit much to take. So, yeah, I think they do have that quality of love them or hate them, but you can't ignore them.
Your thoughts about John Calipari as a coach at Kentucky?
Well, you know, my basic philosophy is don't argue with success. He's had a lot of success at a lot of places. You know, what he did at UMass was amazing, taking that program. Who even thought of UMass? And then, of course, at Memphis, I think they're the winningest team in the last 4 years going into this year. And, you know, obviously he's done well here at Kentucky in the first year. Now, there are people, there are critics who question, you know, having vacated two Final Fours, and that's part of the record also. And that's something that, you know, Bobby Knight most famously this year mentioned in criticizing him, essentially calling him a cheater. And Knight also questioned the idea of one-and-dones, using them, which John Calipari has done. He's basically playing by the rules that as they are. You know, he's not the only coach that's trying to get, you know, the best players and sort of knowing that after 1 year they could be gone. That is the world we live in.
Fair enough. Jerry, we appreciate your thoughts today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Who's the rest of your Final Four? I'm assuming Kentucky's in there.
Well, I'm not so sure about that, to be honest with you. I do wonder about their youth catching up to them at some point, perhaps fairly early. You know, I wouldn't be shocked if they lost in the first weekend because of that youth. And, you know, like I said earlier, they have their ups and downs. It's not a smooth thing. And it certainly would be no surprise to anyone here that if one of those early games comes right down to the last minute or two. And, you know, can they keep doing it or can they stop the other team from doing it over and over? They have most of the time so far, but, you know, they're going to be playing better teams if they advance in the tournament.
Is Ashley Judd as pretty in person as she is on TV?
Boy, you're asking a lot of questions. You know, I didn't know I was going to get grilled here. She's very attractive. I have a friend of mine who thinks that she hung the moon, and there's a lot of people here who think that. Yeah, it's always a nice feeling when she's around. Let's put it that way.
Well, New Orleans is where they start things off, and if it goes for them, they'll head through Syracuse and on to Indianapolis and Kentucky. The focus of this preview on the Doug and Daddy Show, Jerry Tipton from the Lexington Herald Leader. Jerry, thanks so much for the time, and enjoy the tournament.
Oh, thanks a lot, guys.
A lot more tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show as we are live at Cunningham's Journal and the Loft for St. Patrick's Day. Don't forget, folks, it's warming up a little bit outside, but when you go to the track meets, when you go to the soccer games, when you're out there watching tennis, you're probably going to be a little chilly. Why not take your hooded sweatshirt? Why not pick up some Kearney High gear or Kearney Catholic gear or whatever it is you want to support at Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center? And, of course, if you're picking up gear, they have got baseball, softball, track, soccer. It's all right there, Daddy. They've been doing it for years on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. See Steve, and the gang. Order your caps, your uniforms, your travel bags for the upcoming baseball and softball season. Misco's no better place to do it. Well, Daddy, we got to get out of here on a couple of notes. First, you're not much of an exerciser. You do some crunches. But here's another reason Daddy has found not to exercise. A 38-year-old man listening to his iPod was hit from behind and killed by a small plane making an emergency landing on the beach today after he was out jogging. Because you had a bad day, you take one down,
you sing a sad song just to turn it around. What are the chances?
Robert Gary Jones, evidently they knew he had three names, died instantly last night when he was hit by the single-engine plane which had lost a propeller. The pilot's vision was blocked by oil on the windshield. That's a bad day.
But you know what? If he'd have been stationary, laying out with an umbrella and his drink, they'd had virtually no chance of hitting him then.
Well, you'd have seen it coming.
Well, he went right over the top of you, probably. But no, right in the middle of the back.
Just like, jogging, I'm here in Hilton Head. Oh, it's great. It's great. Gonna eat when I get home, have my energy drink. Bam! Dead! That can't be a good day.
That's a bad day.
Tonight, let's get out of here. Arkansas Pine Bluff or Winthrop? Winthrop favored by 3.5.
I'm going to take Winthrop.
I'm going to take Winthrop, too. Tomorrow, we make our prediction of who's going to win the national championship. Don't forget, log on when you fill out your ESPN bracket. Put it in the Doug and Daddy group. Password Doug and Daddy. All one word. Doug and Daddy. Go ahead and put it in.
That's Bellevue.
That's showing how Bellevue lost last night in the top plays. Yeah. On ESPN. Daddy just got excited. Yeah. With 2.1 seconds in the national semifinals of the NAIA men's tournament, Walsh, the number one team in the country, had to go the distance. The kid from Bellevue missed two free throws. Both of them right before that, and they lost by one. that shot would have only tied the game had he made both free throws. Tomorrow, Doug and Daddy Show from Cunningham's. Ton of special guests. Don't forget, again, log on. Doug and Daddy, the password. Get in the Doug and Daddy group for many great prizes for the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge. We want to thank Connie Yorey, head women's basketball coach at Nebraska, for joining us today, and Jerry Tipton from the Lexington Herald Leader.
Upcoming Blair Kirkhoff. You're not going to want to miss it, folks. Big 12 preview tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show.